So the power of persistence is what we're talking about today, V. And I think that you should read the definition because you looked it up and people need to hear this.
Yeah, so it says, continue firmly in a course of action in spite of difficulty or opposition. Another one says, continue to do something or to try to do something even though it's difficult. Other people want you to stop.
The funny thing about persistence is that I think when people say you got to be persistent, they really mean you need to continue. They don't mean in the face of opposition,
right.
Which is what the definition. I'm glad you read that, because even when you read it to me earlier, I was like, yo, I didn't know that persistence meant basically with opposition.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you are going to be persistent, that means you're going to face opposition. So in your head, what's an example of like a way that we've been persistent recently?
I mean, I think just overall, like anytime you're building something from the ground up, you're going to have obstacles. You're going to have distractions. You're going to have people wanting to stop what you're doing, especially when you're doing something great. So, I mean, I can name numerous examples, but even just now, like, some of the events we're trying to do, people trying to stop, or
folks trying to stop
you. Know what I'm saying? Or it's a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But finances.
Yeah, finances.
Like city location, like quote unquote lack of resources,
yeah,
or
yeah,
availability of something, lack of team. I mean, there's just a myriad
of things.
The
list goes on.
And I think that people think, even when they're looking at us, they're like, oh, well, y'all got a team and y'all got yada, yada, yada. And it's like, this is what we've built. Yeah, we have that. But the bigger you go, the more opposition you face. So the more needs that you have.
Right,
but
right.
If we had never persevered through the first, or been persistent through the first set of obstacles, one, we would have never met each other. But two, our company wouldn't be where it's at.
Right.
All of those different things. So I think it's like, you can't compare your struggle to somebody else's. It's like, even with our heroes, you know, I told you when I was in Boston, I was talking to one of our mentors and homies, but he's like definitely ahead of us in the business game.
Facts.
And he was telling us about another one of our newer mentors, who's kind of a mentor from afar, but he still looks out for us. But they're closer because they're closer in a business dealings. And both of them were going through the same thing that we're going through, just with more money. Like, it's a bigger problem because it's dealing with more money. And we were like, dang, if our big homies are dealing with this,
it's always going to be something.
There's always going to be something. And it's like, sometimes more money makes it even more of a strain. So, yeah.
You just got to keep pushing. I think one of the analogies that I think just come to mind is, we've been listening, Social Proof Podcast.
Yeah, shout out to David Shands and Donnie Wiggins.
But you know, they was talking about how they just bought the building, right?
Oh yeah.
They was like, yeah, we got this much aside for the construction and stuff, but we probably need like an extra 250,000 because stuff always happens.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so they just already prepared.
So they build in, right? But they already expecting the opposition. So I think as you building your dreams, you got not so much like always looking out over your shoulders like expected, but just know that it's not always going to be easy.
Yeah, you just got to be prepared for what's coming.
You just got to be prepared for what's coming. So if you're building your dreams, if you're going through tough times right now, just keep pushing through. If you believe in what you're doing and you're living your purpose, keep pushing through. Be persistent. Talk to somebody. Go to therapy. Find a mentor.
Listen to a podcast. Yeah, read a book.
Surround yourself with community, but don't stop. Be persistent.